I think this is what is also important. And that's why I wanted to record this episode today, because I am struggling as Miriam, and the mother needs to pause, because it's very hard right now for me to separate the mom and the Miriam that is struggling, because we are one. Do you sometimes wonder what it will feel like to take a break without the guilt? Or to have fun again like you did before the kids? Do you think to yourself, where did my old self go? Well, I'm here to tell you that that woman is still within you and probably looking at you with a side eye. Hey, my amazing mamas, welcome to the Untraditional Podcast. This is your host, Miriam Banks, a mom that loves to travel with my mixed and blended family, and also on my own. This podcast is to address all facets of motherhood and normalize our struggles and find some applicable answers to this very question that every mommy wants to know. How do I take a break? A place where I will share insights, support, and guidance through my personal experiences as well as guest interviews. So just curl up inside your blanket, sink inside the couch, or just to keep it real, probably do the laundry or a kid's drop-off, right? And take a listen every week as I take you into a journey to rediscover the woman within motherhood. This is the Untraditional Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the Untraditional Podcast. And today, I actually did not have any script or anything. I usually have kind of little key points that I want to talk about and then just go from there. But because of the subject that we're going to talk about today, I just wanted to go with whatever felt right for me to talk about. And yes, today it's about grieving. It's about how to navigate death and loss and grieving when you are a mother, which is a subject that I don't feel a lot of people talk about, because when you have young children and you are a mother with, you know, mommying, grieving is part of life and can also happen and will happen. And loss is part of life, and how to navigate it, it's important to talk about. And I really don't know if I will have any aha moment for you, or maybe it's just an episode to talk about me being vulnerable and me not just being, yes, my life is perfect and, you know, I'm taking those trips and I got it all together. And this time I don't, for those of you that have been listening to the podcast, I took quite a bit of a break because I needed to honor where I was. Within the last year, I lost 3 people that were dear to me. A family member, a friend, and someone that I consider like a father figure for me for the past 30 years. So because I was mommying and moving to a new country and working and launching a podcast, I didn't really let myself grieve. And this last loss that we had in a family really opened up that door of, you have to grieve. You have to let yourself feel all the sadness and feel all of it and cry and be emotional and honor where you are and be kind to myself and take the time that I need to feel all the feels, I would say. Feel everything that feels painful, that feels like you're losing a part of yourself when you lose someone. Because what is left is the memories. And all of a sudden you think about the memories and you think about all this time that you spend with that person, what you said, what their voice sounded like, what their smile was, the key moment or the unforgettable moments that you had with them throughout the years. And that hurts. That hurts because you can't go back. You can't have them again. You can't recreate them. You can't have other ones with them. And right now, for me, that's what is painful. Now, when you have children, they still want their mommy. They still want the affection, and they still have their tantrums, and they still need food, and they still need all of that. So everybody's grieving process is different. I can only talk about my experience grieving as a mother and as a wife and as a member of a family that lost someone. And the process for each and every one of them, of those three losses, was a long process until death. And communication with my son was key. Feel that for him, that was his first experience with losing someone that he has known and seen and loved and lost. So my husband and I actually talked a lot about what would we talk about with our son and our daughter and how far we would go and what we should keep away. So we had our way of doing that, but this is not about how to talk to children about death. Is really about, as a mother, I wanted my son to see me cry and to see me be upset and to see me go through all those emotions, because I want him to see me vulnerable. And that's okay for children to see you vulnerable. That's okay if you're not super mom when you lost someone, because you lost someone. And I remember when my grandmother died in Madagascar, and I remember her. It was my father's mother. It was so blurry to me because my parents wanted to be strong and life goes on as usual. And then at night I would hear my father in pain. I would hear my father cry, and I heard my mother cry. So I knew that there was a disconnect from what I would see and what I would feel from a loss. And I did not want my son to go through that, because then you have a certain way of looking at this later on. You feel like, okay, life has to go on as usual. And that's what I did this time. Life had to go on as usual. But after the second one and after the third loss, I was like, no. And I knew during the process I would communicate to my husband, because I needed to let him know some days, you know, I'm off today. I'm sad today. I'm angry today. I'm hurt today. I'm sad today. Or today, I just don't want to get out of bed, and I just want to just be in bed and cry and just feel all the feels. And life doesn't go on as usual. The grieving process is also a process of readjusting, and some of those deaths have changed the course of my life. And some of those deaths have reconnected me with other people, and some of those deaths really reinforce the power of family and closeness and friendships that are built in your younger age, and how those friendships that are not just, hey, we're friends, they are literally like your your family. And during those time, how we just reinforce those bonds. When we moved to France, my idea was I wanted to be in a country that suited our lifestyle a little bit more. We wanted to slow down. We wanted to be closer to family. And we wanted to travel a bit more. But what I found being here is the depth and the strength of friendship that I do have amazing, amazing friends. But really the depth of those friendships that are from 7, 11 years old and just last a lifetime. That they are literally calling each other every day. They see each other. They travel together. Their children are best friends. It's just like a generational friendships that I didn't feel that I would have or that I've had. I mean, I have very good, strong friendship. But here it's like, they, you know, people will have 10, 20 people that are like that. And I can count my friends in one hand that are like my core friends. But I wanted my son to have that. And I realized, man, I want him to have that. I want him to feel that. Not just, oh, we have a good life and we travel. And I want him to understand human connection. And, you know, little things like, oh, you lost. Oh, let me take you somewhere. Or my son, when he came here, when he saw a child alone going to school, he would say, mommy, this child is lost. His parents are not with him. Meaning that for him, walking alone without your parents is not safe, or you lost. Because in LA, unfortunately, it's not safe. For him, it's not safe. And for me, I will never let him just walk around alone at 6 years old. But here, kids go alone to school and walk around alone. And it's safe. So those little things that I'm like, man, I don't want him to grow up thinking that it's not safe to be without your parents. So little things like that, that you realize, human connection, safety, you just... I don't know if it's you more enhanced about things after a loss. I'm not sure. You realize what is truly important for your child, for your family, for yourself. So you really don't sweat the small things. You really don't. And you really put an emphasis and an importance on the things that are bigger. And as a mother, I realized that I was sweating a lot of the small things. It's not that serious. Because at the end of the day, what is important is the memory that you're going to make as a mother. You want to remember when your children are going to leave the nest, what are they going to remember of their childhood? What are they going to remember about you? About you as a mother, about watching you as a mother, about watching you and your husband and your partner. That's what they're going to remember, and the memory that you made together. Death brings out those little things, and how to keep this quote unquote, don't sweat the small things. You know, after the grieving process is really a day-to-day reminder. That's why I talk so much about pausing your motherhood and take time off. And it doesn't have to be a momcation. It just can be just a moment for you to realize, hey, where am I in my motherhood? Where am I in my journey to that break? Where am I? Am I really thinking about it? Am I actively doing things about it? I think this is what is also important, and that's why I wanted to record this episode today, because I am struggling as Miriam, and the mother needs to pause because it's very hard right now for me to separate the mom and the Miriam that is struggling, because we are one. So communication is key, of course. I communicate with you and I communicate with my husband and I communicate with friends that I've gone through it. I communicate with my family. I cry with my family. I get support and we support each other and we navigate this new space that is uncomfortable and that is sad and that is gut-wrenching sometimes and also necessary. And there's no right or wrong when you're grieving. The one thing that I would say is pausing is important so you can see, so you can feel, so you can process losses. And I don't know if one of you is going or going through or are going through or will go through a loss. Honor your feelings. Honor them. Feel them. Stop. Pause. If they are bigger than your body and bigger than who you are, get support. However you get support, whether it's to pick up the phone and talk to someone and say, you know, I just want to talk about it. I don't need a solution. I don't need an opinion. I just want to talk about it. Just do that. You know, I've done that. I've just called someone and said, you know what? I just want to talk about it because it sucks and I need to let it out because it's just so overwhelming and so it's bigger than my heart. So I have, and I don't want your opinion. Do that if that's what you need. If you need to be alone, be alone. If you need to be in the area, you know, some people in the family wanted to go on a trip and be around other people that do not know about the story. That's also another way, like be somewhere where nobody knows so you can, you know, some people cannot be fully alone because it's scary. It's being alone with your thoughts and everything. It's sometimes can be. I think today, I didn't have a script. I didn't have anything. I just needed basically just to talk it out and talk about the reason why I was away for about a month from social media, from the podcast, from anywhere, because I needed to respect and honor and be kind to myself instead of what we mommy do all the time. We go, well, we get on with it because kids need us and we sacrifice our own feelings. But grieving is not something that you have to sacrifice because it'll catch up to you eventually. My father passed away 18 years ago, I think, yes. And it took me 4 years to grieve my father because I needed to get on with it. Work kept going and life kept going. And because it was so painful to think of myself as fatherless, so young, I did not want to feel the feel. I needed to keep moving in order for me not to fail. Well, 4 years later, the pain was still there. And it just came back like I just lost my father that day. That day. And I remember, like, I remember my eyes being so puffy from crying. And, you know, when you have the snot, the snot cry and the snot don't stop. And it's like the ugly cry and, you know, your face is literally just swollen from the cry and your skin is raw from wiping your tears. And I was there for a whole 24 hours in bed. I didn't talk. I remember I didn't go to work. I didn't talk. I was just sitting there, just like, I felt like I was suspended in time. I feel like everything went slow. I was suspended in time. And I just kept on hearing, like, I had like flashes of image of things that he told me. And it was just such a surreal season of my life. Because after 4 years, I was a different person from when I lost my father. And going through that loss 4 years after his death was really strange. But at the same time, when what came out of it was it enhanced my spirituality. I went really deep into meditation, wanting to know about the now and living in the now. And that opened up all those doors that were never there. You know, not that that would happen to anybody, but that's what happened to me at that time. So, yeah. All that to say, feel the feel, grieve. And it's good for you as a mom, for your children to see that grieving is just part of life and that it is not forever. And mom will change. You'll still be the same person, but you will have little, you know, it's kind of like it's the same car, but you have extra options. You know, you have a sunroof. You have rims now. And you have a new, you know, new interior. Extra option. You have booze or Bose speakers now. So it's just like an enhanced version of who you are, you know? And yeah, so I'm still grieving. I'm still supporting the family in their grief and supporting my grief and supporting my son's grief. My son has his first feel of what loss was, and his grief is different than mine. He has a lot of questions. And I answer to the best of my ability without, of course, scaring him, you know. I'm trying to be very neutral about what loss is and where they are and talk about the person and talk about his memories with them and be there with him when he said that he misses that person and be there and sit with him and tell him how I feel so he doesn't feel alone in the loss. That's how I'm trying to navigate that for him and with him and with my daughter as well. Talk about it. They both go through it differently. And that's okay. I honor where they are. And I'm always open and check in with them. And I'm always open with them. So anytime that they have a question, even if it's come out of nowhere, I pause everything that I'm doing and I sit with them and I listen. I listen until they're done and I hug them and I say how I am. I'm not trying to fix and say, oh, it will go away or, oh, you'll feel better soon. No, I tell them how I feel. Sit with them. Feel with them. Is to teach him that feeling is safe, feeling is okay, feeling is not taboo. Crying for a boy and hurting for a boy is not taboo. It doesn't make him less of a person if he cries as a boy. It doesn't make him less human. So there it is for today. This is my take on motherhood and grieving. I don't really have any per se tips, general tips. But this is how I feel. This is how I think I will get through my grieving process. So I hope that resonated with anyone. And if it did, let me know. Shoot me a DM on Instagram. And be kind to yourself. If you need to pause and you don't even know how to do it and where to do it, in the link in the bio, there's my rope to Momcation. It's a free audio for you to figure out how to. I show you step by step how to get to your pause, whether it's Momcation. I say roadmap to Momcation, but it's anytime that you want to put. I should actually change the title. Anyway, sidetracked. It will help you a step-by-step way to get to a pause if you're overwhelmed and want to get away. That's it. I will see you next week on another episode with a guest. Bye.
Add it up.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Untraditional Podcast. If you'd like to know more about how I take solo mommy trips at least 5 times a year, download my free roadmap to your momcation. And because mama doesn't have time to read a new book, I made it easy for you. All you have to do is put on my favorite mom accessory, noise-canceling headphones, and listen to a step-by-step roadmap right in your ear while momming away. Just click in the link in the show notes to get your free step-by-step audio to your own momcation. Let's change the narrative around mom self-care. Please share this episode with a mom that needs it, subscribe to this podcast, and for more tips, follow me on Instagram at I am Miriam Banks.
Add it up.